Please welcome to the stage our new mayor, Sharon Tucker.
That obviously was the reaction to the Allen County Democratic Party announcing who will succeed the late Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry. So this caucus was held on Saturday, and the precinct chairs voted to elect 6th District City Councilwoman Sharon Tucker to fill the mayoral vacancy left by Henry's passing. We are going to spend some time right now getting to know Sharon Tucker, someone that we've been talking to all along, who's really had his ear to the ground on this thing, is Nathan Gotch, publisher of Fort Wayne Politics. He's just a local political insider here in our neck of the woods, and he is hanging out with us right now to divulge everything he knows. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, good morning,
Kayla. We've been hanging out a lot here on the show, and obviously I want to talk about Sharon Tucker and how the caucus went, but man, can I just say, things played out exactly how you predicted they were going to play out.
I will say that subscribers to Fort Wayne Politics, which is the free email newsletter that I have been putting out, they knew on Friday night when I sent an email out saying that there was a candidate surging in the race, and it was Sharon Tucker. I think they had a pretty good idea of the way the caucus was going to go on Saturday.
I feel like that's how I knew. I knew because of you. I'm like, oh, yep, just like Nathan said, it was going to go down on the show. So that's exactly what happened. Let's just start here then. What do we know about Sharon Tucker?
Sharon Tucker is a political veteran in this community. She first ran for office. She ran for Allen County Council in 2010. She lost that race, but in 2014, she ran again and unseated a Republican incumbent. She won re-election 4 years later, and then in 2019, she ran for city council, won that race, and she won again in 2023. So she is very well-known in local political circles, and when she was on Allen County Council, she was the only Democrat. So she had to learn how to work with Republicans. The Republicans that I talked to have a lot of respect for her, but she also has respect in the business community, local community leaders. So this may have been a surprise to people who haven't been paying attention to who's on city council and kind of what's happening in the doors at Citizen Square. But for the people who kind of have been in this world for a while, Sharon Tucker is a known quantity, and they're not surprised that this happened.
So you were on the show with us last Friday here on Fort Wayne's Morning News, kind of previewing what was to come for this caucus on Saturday. You just sent it. Fort Wayne Politics had this newsletter that went out Friday evening about Sharon essentially surging. It was really between her and Phil Giaquena. So what happened? How did she lock this thing up at the caucus?
Yeah, so Friday's edition of the newsletter talked about that. And I have been talking to people behind the scenes after the caucus, and I'm actually working on a pretty deep dive on how we got from the town hall forum Thursday night to Sharon winning, probably going away on Saturday morning. The first vote, a lot of people thought that Phil Giaquena was going to be the person leading that vote, but you had to get to 50% plus one. When they counted out the number of precinct chairs who were there, it was 92 that morning. So that meant that you needed 47 votes to win. And so everyone was looking to see, okay, who is going to be leading that first vote and how close will they be to that 47 vote threshold that they need to win. Again, most people thought Phil would be in the lead, but that Sharon would eventually overtake him. At least that's what I was hearing from the people that I was talking to. When the results of the first round were announced, Sharon had 38 votes and Phil had 30. And I talked to precinct chairs afterwards. They said they were stunned. I'm going to get into this more in the edition of the newsletter that's going to come out later today. So if your listeners want to get that as soon as it comes out, they can go to fortwaynepolitics.com and subscribe. But that first round, the people who had been paying attention and understood the way that the voting and the counting was going knew that it was Sharon's at that point. Mm-hmm. And Phil's campaign was essentially over.
And we saw a couple of candidates at that point already drop out. And what was it, only a couple, two rounds that they went through?
So after the first round, Michelle Chambers and Austin Knox both dropped out. So that left it down to three. It was Phil Giaquena, it was Sharon Tucker, and then Stephanie mm-hmm. Crandall. I talked to some precinct chairs afterwards. One of them who was a Phil Giaquena supporter in that first round. This person switched to Sharon on the second round. They told me it was clear this is what the people wanted. And the party actually announced Sharon was the winner, but they have not divulged the vote count for the second round.
Well, let's talk about the people here who are doing some of the voting. You kind of tipped me off about a group called the Wolf Pack, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners are not familiar with this group. Can you explain how they were a pretty big influence on Sharon Tucker being elected?
Yeah, so the Wolfpack is a private Facebook group. It's been around about 4 years, and it's women in Allen County who want to get more women, people of color, and folks in the LGBT community elected to public office. And I heard from somebody last week who said, you should take a look at the Wolfpack and find out how many of them are precinct chairs. Now, the Wolfpack group itself has about 4,000 members, but it wasn't until I was able to get the precinct chair lists last week. I had a couple people leak that to me because they thought that that information should be public, that people choosing our next mayor should be known in the community. I was able to confirm with someone inside the Wolfpack that 37 precinct chairs were Wolfpack members. And when the Gia Quinta campaign found out, I think they found out because I sent out the newsletter on Thursday about that very thing, I heard that they were stunned. What that meant is 37 votes probably were unavailable to him as the only white man in the race, and he was going to need to get more than 80% of the other remaining votes in order to win that caucus.
How do we feel, Nathan? I mean, this is not your first jaunt around politics here. For folks who they might recall, you ran for our third district 2 years ago as the independent candidate. So I know you know what you're talking about here, Nathan. How do we feel about this group of women basing their criteria off of, you just said it, gender, people of color, and the LGBTQ plus community, trying to get them elected?
I mean, this is how politics works. You've got grassroots organizations, and they band together. They are able to exert influence because they all have similar views and they're aligned. I mean, I think this is part of how democracy works. And I think in this case, it was a surprise because, again, the group is private. Those women, they are active behind the scenes. But, you know, there were blocks of African-American voters in the caucus. Some of them wanted to vote for a non-white person. These women did not want a white male. And, you know, this is just how politics works, frankly.
So when will Sharon Tucker be sworn in? Do we have that date yet?
That has not been announced yet. And I think the reason for that is she has to officially resign her seat on city council. She represents the 6th District, right, which is the southeast side of Fort Wayne. Once she does that, that will trigger another caucus to fill her seat. So within the next 30 days, the 6th District chair, precinct chairs, and it's about 20 of them, they will have to caucus again to find her replacement.
Can't wait for all of that, Nathan. Here's the deal. I know you're going to drop your newsletter. I can't wait to actually read it because I know it came down really between Sharon Tucker and Phil Giaquinta. So I'm assuming hopefully you've kind of got the latest on Phil. We can hear more about that in your newsletter.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk more about that. And it's definitely in the newsletter. That it really came down to two different campaigns and two different campaign strategies.
Yeah, which were wildly different. So I can't wait to read more about that myself. Wobbleland, you can check it out too. That's Nathan Gotch, publisher of FortWaynePolitics.com, local political insider. You can subscribe for the Fort Wayne Politics newsletter by going right to that website, and you can be the first to know. And if, like you said, if everyone's been following you, we already knew Friday night exactly what was going to happen. We already knew about the Wolfpack and how they were playing this out. So really great insider knowledge for sure. Nathan, thanks for coming back in this morning.
Thank you.
Mobile News Time at 6:49. Coming up, Josh Williams, he's up to bat with a live look at the sports world. Straight ahead here on Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.